Commentator Andrei Cădrescu is spending this summer in planes, trains, and automobiles, and occasionally on foot. He's sending us reports on his travels, and today's dispatch is from San Francisco.
I woke up with a start, like a thief caught napping by a latchkey kid. Only it wasn't a kid, it was a barking dog, and I was at the Rex Hotel on the 6th floor, on vacation. "Whose dog is that?" I cried out. "How would I know?" Laura said. "We're in a hotel." It kept barking. It was the melodious hound of Sutter Street. Later, we had lattes in the fog by the Fulton Street entrance to Golden Gate Park, and two miniature dachshunds broke through our reverie with these huge bloodhound barks. Their owner, a hefty woman with a no-nonsense look, pulled their straining leashes. The city had a lugubrious barking air. You couldn't see the seals in the fog, but they were there. The Sutro Bats burned down in 1966. The trek through Golden Gate was long and tortuous, through flowering nasturtium and poppy fields, broken here and there by white lilies and wild roses. Dogs appeared suddenly, followed by joggers in tight lycra. Lurking in the cool mist around huge eucalyptus trees were puff ephemera that danced quickly and vanished. "What are they?" asked Laura, born too late to know their origin. I explained. Long ago, when the hippies came here to find paradise, they had complex visions. Some of the things they saw lurking in the pulsing fabric of flowers and pointillist fog escaped from their visions and settled in the park. They are called flashbacks, but that's just a generic term. Like dogs, there are many breeds and sizes. Unlike dogs, they don't bark. They just streak across the path with furtive rapidness like abandoned dreams, which they are. Suddenly there was a taxi. The scene changed to a cafe in front of New College, where the children of hippies who'd created the flashbacks were clumped about the doors of this informal university discussing global economics. I took out my notebook. Laura held my hammock. The fog showed no signs of lifting. Back in the bar, at the Rex, a white-haired woman wearing a policeman's jacket was listening to a fan praising her latest novel. I strained to hear. It was a murder mystery set in San Francisco's criminal lesbian underground. There was danger everywhere. An unknown dog barked. The novelist laughed. Ah, vacation. You're a crime novel yourself.
Andrei Cădrescu's just published book is It Was Today, New Poems.